were cloudy, and I had begun to doubt all the things that were me. Been in so many places, you know I've run so many races. Looked into the empty faces of the people of the night. Something is just not right, 'cause I know that I gotta get out of here. I'm so alone. Don't you know that I gotta get out of here, 'cause New York's not my home. Though all the streets are crowded, there's something strange about it. I lived there about a year and I never once felt at home. I thought I'd make the big time. I learned a lot of lessons awful quick, and now I'm telling you that they were not the nice kind. It has been so long since I have felt fine. That's the reason that I gotta get out of here. I'm so alone. Don't you know that I gotta get out of here, 'cause New York's not my home. My
good evening, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of The Pantheon. I'm your host, Madeline, and that was New York's Not My Home by Jim Croce. This week's theme is What the Folk, and if you can't already tell by the title, we'll be exploring folk songs, new and old. And what better way is there to start this week's episode than with some Jim Croce? He weaves stories together with just his voice and a guitar, and that soulful, mature sound never fails to impress me. I find it so hard to believe that he was only 30 when he passed away in a plane crash. Jim has always felt wise beyond his years, and his death was a true tragedy. On the positive side, his now adult son seems to have inherited that knack for music, and he's toured with many iconic artists like Willie Nelson, B.B. King, Ray Charles, and Earth, Wind, and Fire. I look forward to see where he goes next. Up next is another staple folk singer, none other than Canada's very own Joni Mitchell with Cactus Tree. Take a listen.
There's a man who's been out sailing in a decade full of dreams, and he takes her to a schooner, and he treats her like a queen. Mary Beats from California with her amber stones and green. He has called her from the harbor, he has kissed her with his freedom, he has heard her off starboard in the breaking and the breathing of the water weeds, while she was busy being free. There's a man who's climbed a mountain and he's calling out her name, and he
her heart can hear. 3,000 miles he calls again. He can think of her beside him. He can miss her just the same. He has missed her in the forest while he showed her all the flowers, and the branches sang the chorus as he climbed the scaly towers of a forest tree. While she was somewhere being free, there's a man who sent a letter and he's waiting for reply. He has asked her of her travels since the day they said goodbye. He writes, "Wish you were beside me. We can make it if we try." He has seen her at the office with her name on all his papers. Through the sharing of the prophets, he will find it hard to shake her from his memory. And she's so busy being free. There's a lady in the city and she thinks she loves them all. There's the one who's thinking of her. There's the one who sometimes calls. There's the one who writes her letters with his facts and figures for all. She has brought them to her senses. They have laughed inside her laughter. Now she rallies her defenses, for she fears that one will ask her for eternity. For eternity. And she's so busy being free. There's a man who sends her medals. He's bleeding from the war. There's a joker and a jester and a man who owns a store. There's a drummer and a dreamer, and you know there may be more. She will love them when she sees them. They will lose her if they follow, and she only means to please them. And her heart is full and hollow like a cactus tree. While she's so busy being free, like a cactus tree. Being free.
Once again, that was Cactus Tree by Joni Mitchell. Up next is the indie folk singer-songwriter Louisa Marion with her song Love Poem.
Love is like a song, a place and space unknown. I eagerly await each new note. On the edge of my seat, I want to memorize every single detail of you. I dance to your soft melodies. I'm entangled in your
oh.
your soft melodies I lend.
Was Love Poem by Louise and Marion. I've always had a soft spot for songs that are just completely stripped of production. When it can stand on its own, you know it's an actually good song. Up next is a folk band based in Vancouver, the Be Good Tanyas, with their track Ship Out on the Sea. Take a listen.
Love is a feeling like a warm dark stone.
was Ship Out on the Sea by the Be Good Tanyas. Up next is an instrumental track from Andrew Montana called In Mom's Garden. This one is a new single of his that came out last week, and I've been streaming it nonstop for its calming and bittersweet energy. Take a listen. Once again, that was Andrew Montana with his new single, In Mom's Garden. Next up is a slightly older pick, Blue Lady by Labby Saphir, but though it was released 52 years ago in the 70s, it still holds up today. Here it is.
Sensible shoes, gin on your table, a small one to start, rings for your fingers, a drink for your heart. Blue lady, pardon if I stare. That somewhere somebody cares. Blue lady, secrets inside. You stay till it's closing, ears and eyes wide. Blue lady, a mother maybe, a son or a daughter is where you should be. Somebody cares. I watch you, I've got you. Well, maybe that's true. Lady,
together. We discover secrets in ourselves. Understanding bells ring. Or maybe I
sailing strain across the street. I'd like to notice time, for now the shame is only mine. I start to see the end. Goodbye,
was Miffed It by Way Dynamic, and up next is Diamond Girl by award-winning Canadian folk artist Abigail LaPelle. Take a listen.
Snow in the winter, mud in the spring, who's gonna be your lady? Passenger side, who's gonna call you baby? Oh, one in the summer, two in the fall, three on a desert island. Little too old and a little too cold, last one wearing a diamond. Diamond ring, who's gonna spend your money? Well, I don't wanna be your diamond girl now. I don't wanna be your lady. I don't wanna ride passenger side. I don't wanna call you babe.
Again, that was Diamond Girl by Abigail LaPelle. And up next is a classic by Leonard Cohen, Suzanne.
Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by. Spend the night beside her, and you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you on her wavelength. And she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind. And you know that she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. Thank you. Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, "All men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them." But he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. You want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Now Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counter, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor, and she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning, they are leaning for love, they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know you can trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
Was Suzanne by Leonard Cohen. Up next is a new release from John Lennon of all people, which, you know, might seem questionable to you, but it's actually a collection of newly released demos and other tracks recorded by him and Yoko Ono from their house, aptly named Home Jams. Take a listen and see what you think.
Chest of drawers.
If you run 53, if you feel this silent, if it's real, then it's real. Dream.
Once again, that was It's Real by John Lennon. Up next is another song by folk artists Jeremy Albino and Cat Clyde, Been Worrying. Take a listen.
All right.
You're gonna have to pay me for that chit chat.
$5.
That's extra. $5 extra.
$5 a chit, $5 a chat. All right. I've been worrying all my life. I've been worrying all my days. Oh, it's a shame. Why I gotta think this way? Can be a grind. It's time you gotta give it time.
Thank you.
That was Sailing Away by Canadian singer-songwriter Jennifer Castle. Up next is a true classic, America by Simon & Garfunkel. Take it away, boys. Once again, that was Simon & Garfunkel with their track, America. For our penultimate song of this week's episode, we have Girl from the North Country by Bob Dylan, because, come on, did you really think I was going to have a folk episode without him? I can only be parted from Bob for so long, so here he is.
If you're traveling in the North Country fire, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. For she once was a true love of mine. If you go in snowflake storm, when the rivers freeze and summer ends, please see she has a coat so warm to keep from the howling winds. Please see if her hair hangs long. It rolls and flows all down her breast. Please see for me if her hair's hanging long. For that's the way I remember her best. I'm wondering if she remembers me at all. Many times I've often prayed in the darkness of my night, in the brightness of my day.
I just have one more song for you today, so before I play it, I wanted to thank you all for tuning in to this week's episode of The Pantheon, What the Folk. It was pretty chill this week, which I think many of us could benefit from right now with exams flying at you left and right. If you liked this at all, I'm your host Madeline, and I'm here every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. with a new theme each week. I'll pass the mic off now to Don McLean with his gorgeous elegy for Vincent van Gogh, aptly titled Vincent. Take a listen.
Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night, flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you. But still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night. Portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat, beat.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat. And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat
Banter.
Mondays can be a tough day, but would you like something to brighten up your Monday afternoon? Well, tune in to my show, Dark Glasses, on CFRC 101.9. My name's Daniel Wolf, and the show is now in its 14th year with a mixture of mainly jazz, but also blues, folk, some pop, even retro pop, and the occasional interview. So that's Dark Glasses, Mondays at 2 p.m.
Thinking about upgrading your water heater? There's never been a better time. Right now, Utilities Kingston is offering free standard installation on all new water heater rentals. That's right, no installation fees on most installations, just reliable hot water and peace of mind. You'll get expert advice from local service advisors who understand your needs, and if there's an issue, their technicians are nearby and ready to help with most calls handled within 24 hours. Plus, your rental is conveniently included on your monthly utility bill. One less thing to think about. Rent local, install free. Visit rent.utilitieskingston.com to get started.
Hello, Kingston. The annual Empty Bowls fundraiser for Martha's Table is almost here. Taking place November 2nd at Doubletree Hotel, you can choose a handcrafted bowl to take home and enjoy for years, and to remind you of your generous support in the battle against food insecurity. At this event, participating restaurants are making mouth-watering soups to enjoy, plus tasty desserts. And there's even a silent auction to kick off your holiday shopping. Get your tickets before they're gone via marthastable.ca. See you there.
Young Agrarians is the largest educational resource network for new and young ecological farmers in Canada, with a long-term goal to stop farm loss and ensure future generations can farm. YA offers farmer-to-farmer programming to grow the next generation of food growers by creating access to community, education, on-farm training, land, business mentorship, and other resources. Join our network by checking out youngagrarians.org. That's Y-O-U-N-G-A-R-I-A-N-S gagrarians.org. Together, let's grow the next generation of viable and ecological farmers on Turtle Island.
You know.